Rage. An instant of aggressive behavior or violent anger caused by a stressful and frustrating situation. A violent and uncontrollable anger. A story I will share with you this Tuesday. Strike that, reverse it this Thursday. On All Hallows Eve, where the kids laugh and trick-or-treat at night, three girls and one angry, lonely, rageful man lurks in the shadows of the night. Can anyone stop him in time? What is he going to do? This is the story of Eric Koppel. Tuesdays with Trisha. Halloween episode number 23. I guess it would be Thursdays with Trisha. Welcome to Napa, California, my ghost ghouls and goblins. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the coolest place on earth. And if you are a repeat basic bitch, thanks for coming back and my heart is with you. And happy motherfucking Halloween. Okay, so I know it's not exactly Halloween just yet, but it's the week of, so I'll take it. Or trick-or-treat. Anyways, Napa is simply most known for wine country. It's known for hundreds of hillside vineyards in the Napa Valley wine region. In the city of Napa, they have an Oxbow public market that features regional gourmet food. The Napa Valley Wine Train is a vintage locomotive and a traveling restaurant running through the valley. Northwest of Napa is Yountville, a town known for high-end restaurants and their sparkling wine. So, wine for days. So, you guys, I've never actually been to Napa, but I would certainly love to go. But I've at least been fortunate enough to live close by to some local wineries out here that I've gotten to experience. This would be in Temecula, California. And let's just talk real quick about Wilson Creek Winery because they are one of my favorites out here. Their almond champagne is delicious. And I like the lemon ouzu too, which is like a new one they have that a lot of people don't like. But they also have these like wine slushies that are simply divine. And they have like these chocolate decadent cups too. Oh, like wow. Okay. I'm getting sidetracked here a little bit. Our story begins with Lily and Adrian. Now, these two were the best of friends and also happened to work at the same job at the time, which was Napa's like sanitization district. But like any besties relationship, these girls, you know, obviously had relationships of their own outside of their friendship. And Lily more recently had been engaged to a longtime boyfriend, but unfortunately had broken off the engagement. And Adrian, her best friend, was determined to get her career started as a civil engineer. But Adrian was also there for her best friend always. So the two had actually been planning on taking a trip to Australia later in the year to kind of like get Lily's mind off her broken heart. And I'm sure like any bestie relationship, Lily confided in her best friend Adrian about everything that was going on. And vice versa. Now, Adrian at the time had lived with two other roommates, and they were two other girls, in fact. Their names were Lauren and Leslie. And all three of them had lived together and spent many nights together as roommates. So when this year's Halloween rolled around, the girls had decided to, you know what, they wanted to keep it pretty low key. All three of them, not really wanting to dress or party that night, they actually decided to stay home and make a night out of it by passing out candy to the neighborhood kids. And all three of them did exactly just that. They spent the night laughing and joking together about the days to come, smiling and giggling at all the silly costumes that the kids came around with. And they did that so much that they didn't notice that someone was lurking in the corner, just watching their every move and waiting to strike. On October 31st, 2004, a mystery person was watching Adrian, Leslie, and Lauren with rageful eyes. Chain smoking in the night until the girls closed their front door and turned in for the evening. On Halloween night, and in the early morning of November 1st, 2004, a man snuck into the house of Adrian, Lauren, and Leslie. He crept up the stairs, first to Leslie's room, where he attacked Leslie by stabbing her several times. After he was finished, he went into Adrian's room and attacked her by stabbing her to death. During Adrian's attack, Lauren actually had a dog that lived with her at the time, and the dog started barking out of commotion in the house. So Lauren actually came out of her room, and she had heard that something was going on and had noticed that there was blood on the floor, and so she immediately took her dog and ran from the home, and she hid in the backyard. As she hid and waited, she soon saw a black figure emerge from the house, and the suspect took off running. Lauren at this point had no idea what was going on, but she knew that it was something bad. Lauren actually bravely crept back up the stairs to Leslie's room first, where she found her friend in a pool of blood, dead. She then ran into Adrian's room and realized that Adrian was actually still breathing, but she was so overcome by fear that she decided to run downstairs and take off in her car. She called 911 as she was driving away from the scene to let them know what was going on. Adrian, unfortunately, by the time paramedics came, had succumbed to her injuries, and she was pronounced dead as well. This tragic event hit Napa, you guys, like a freight train. Two girls had been brutally murdered, and if it wasn't for Lauren's dog barking and warning her, it could have been three girls dead. In the weeks to follow, the police did a massive search on the killer. Now, you guys, they were interviewing everyone that the girls knew, convicts, in near the area, basically everyone, and it is said that they did up to 1,300 people. And each time they did that, they had no leads. The only clue they had to go on was from a cigarette butt that was left behind, a Camel Turkish cigarette in particular. But as law enforcement continued the search, the months went on, and so did the years. Now, you guys, Lily had been devastated by her friend's death. And when she thought about it deep down in her heart, she couldn't really think of anyone who had wanted to harm her dear friend, and especially her roommates. But something else had also happened. You see, Lily and her ex-fiance had actually reconciled. and now they were planning on getting married. And by 2005, Lily and her new husband, Eric, were married. Even Adrian's mother, Lily's best friend, attended the wedding and spoke on behalf of the couple, saying how happy she was for both of them and hoped they would have a bright future together and they would live on Adrian's memory for her. The couple hugged her and loved her on the mourning mother and promised to uphold just that. But even with all the good that comes, there's always the bad. And the police were closing in on a suspect. The police had sent out the cigarette butt that they had found. And they knew that they had like DNA on it. And DNA at this point couldn't exactly pinpoint who the perpetrator was. But this DNA technology could at least let them know certain features of the suspect. So like even his background and possibility like what type of family he came from. Now, they knew that this man was a male. They knew he had light hair with features that were more consistent of a white male. They knew he had lived in the area and had family in the area. And more importantly, they knew that he smoked Camel Turkish cigarettes. So strangely, the cops also remembered that when they had actually interviewed a bunch of people, including Adrian's best friend, Lily, she had stated that her boyfriend at the time smoked those exact type of cigarettes. But he had actually never met the other two girls and only knew of Adrian, so police didn't exactly see him as a suspect. Or so they thought. But you guys, Eric was no stupid man. He had watched the investigation unfold from day one. Just watching and waiting. And quite frankly, living his life. But he knew he couldn't hide for long. The police were closing in on him, and it was time for him to come clean.
It's CBD Store, located on 31801 Mission Trail in Lake Elsinore, California. You guys, this is Inland Empire's only premium CBD shop. You got the aches, you got the pains, you can't sleep. Stop in, you will not be disappointed. They have CBD infused water that is yummy, I've personally tried. Oils, tinctures, gummies, roll-ons, bath bombs, scrubs, lotions, and so much more. You guys have got to check it out for your one-stop CBD shop located in Lake Elsinore, California. Stop on in, tell them At Tuesdays with Trisha sent you, probably give you a nice high five because Let's face it, I'm not that relevant yet. So make me relevant, stop and buy, support your local businesses.
So after almost two agonizing years, Eric Koppel sat down his wife, Lily, and their families and confessed to the murder of Adrian and Leslie. The theory goes that Eric basically killed or wanted to kill Adrian because he thought that she was the reason why Lily didn't want to get back together with him or didn't want to be with him. You see, he was just basically tormented in the thoughts after the breakup of what his girlfriend had thought of him. He didn't know. So the next best thing was that he took it out on the best friend. They think that maybe Leslie was a mistake, that they thought maybe when he walked into Leslie's room thinking that it was Adrian's at first, and then obviously provoked, had no choice. Lily has stood by her wife, her husband this entire time. She had made sure that he was the one that turned himself in to the police and confessed to this. Unfortunately, Adrian's mother was devastated by this. Arlene Allen actually read in court that you were the man who is so cruel as to invite me, the mother of the woman that you murdered, to stand up for you at your wedding, to read scripture to you of love and death, and to bless your union. Throughout that weekend, you brought me into your heart of your family, knowing all the while it was you who destroyed mine. Eric has been said in court. Now, you guys, a lot of this is all tight-lipped. Eric got life in prison without the possibility of parole. And the reason why he got this without any trial or anything was basically his family and Lily's family told him to lock it up. No one really knows the actual truth except for their family as to why he did what he did. We can all speculate, we can all think what we want, but unfortunately we'll all never know because that was part of the clause as he turned himself in. The only thing that we do have from Eric was a statement that he said in court, which goes like this. I am a broken man. I cannot fathom an explanation for my sinful deeds. The terrible agony inflicted upon a great number of people. Words evade me. In the end, basically, he said he had been depressed and he had used alcohol to cope, which only in the end made things worse, and that he should have gotten help. He can also be quoted stating that there was a rage inside of me. If I had only listened to those who had pleaded with me to get help that I needed. You know, I was going to end my life, but I didn't want to take the answers to my grave. He followed this by saying, when I talked to the police, I told the truth as God as my witness. So again, you guys, we'll never really know why Eric Matthew Koppel decided to walk in that fateful Halloween night and stab Leslie and Adrian to death. And oddly, he ended up marrying the girl that, if this is what this was all about, it's crazy. So my heart and blessings go out to the Adrian and Leslie family. Lauren, I hope you are able to move on with your life and live on. And same with you, Lily Prudhomme Koppel. Even though you stuck by your husband's side, I hope you too live a peaceful life. Lily can be quoted saying that she thinks that it sent Eric into a violent explosion, but he has paid his debt through Jesus Christ. In the days before he confessed, she says that I knew something was terribly bothering him. And I told him, Eric, there is nothing in this world that you could do to ever make me love you less. And those words are just as true today as they were that afternoon. I hope you all enjoyed this week's special episode of Tuesdays with Trisha, more like Thursdays with Trisha. I would love to dedicate this episode to my dear friend, Joshua Brinkley, who is past with us. And I thank all of you for really listening to me, because it took a whole lot to get through this episode, because I really haven't felt like myself. But Josh, I hope you are watching over all of us. Same with Adrian and Leslie in this. Thank you for letting me share your story. And I hope to see all of you. I was going to try and get through this episode without crying. So I just hope to see all of you next week, where I get my bearings back and I'm coming back for Tuesdays with Trisha. And if you get a chance, go ahead and write me a 5-star review, because I would totally really love it and appreciate it. So thank you all. Till next time, see you next week on Tuesdays with Trisha. Happy Halloween.
Don't forget to listen to Tuesdays with Trisha.
Yay!